bottom of the page. The Mishnah says that if a woman checks herself when she has tashmish, it reduces the me'ace, the me'ace, and it reduces, even if she checked in the morning, it reduces that as well. If you tell me it reduces the 24 hours to whenever she had tashmish, you have to tell me that it reduces, that if she checked herself in the morning and then she had tashmish at night, that reduces her as well, that you don't have to go back to the morning, only go to the tashmish. Why would you think that kiddel b'kiddel is less than meis less? That the tashmish, the checking of tashmish should be less effective. So I think what I'm out there, what I thought, meis leis choshebet abon lepsei the taras. Maybe my meis leis will be lenient because you're losing 24 hours worth of taras. Avil mepkiddel b'kiddel from checking to whenever you eat a tashmish would be far less. Maybe you don't lose that many taras. Let's be strict and say that the fatigue of a tashmish is not as good as we had just said yesterday. Because shechva zera might be covering over it. Kamash lo, that no, it's a full, proper, thorough checking. Keitza daya shaita. Then we learned in the Mishnah what exactly is the case of daya shaita. And the Mishnah gave an example. You're sitting on a bed and you're working a taras and then you walked away and you saw this blood. So we say that your tummy and the bed and all the mattresses there are tummy as well. So why do you think it's such an odd example? Why talk about you sitting on a bed and so on? And while she was occupied with taras, she was working with taras and then she sat and realized she's an idiot. All the taras that she did, you know, going back 24 hours, whatever it is. Is also what's the relevance of the bed? Uposha, but also how Kamashlan coming to tell you time. The whole reason is a daya shaita. The whole reason is we talked about in the Mishnah. If a woman has a fixed period, then daya shaita. Now, well, we don't go back in time. If she has a fixed period, then we assume that's when she saw, and then she didn't see any earlier. But had she not had a fixed vessel, we go back 24 hours. Then, and the Mishnah telling you, not only that she's Tamei, and the Taras are Tamei, Hamesle, Mita Nami Mitami, tell you, the bed also is Tamei, just like if a Nida's lying on the bed, a real Nida's lying on the bed. And we know that she's Mitamei, that the bed itself is Mitamei, a person that sits on it, and the clothing on top of the person. So therefore, it's telling you the same thing here. This supports actually the opinion of Zidi Dom, Zidi Meisle, Shevanida, that this Chumrah, that we go back 24 hours by Nida, we go so far to say, that everything that she sat on the last 24 hours, or she lied on 24 hours, Letame, Odom Letame Begodom, is Metame a person, the bed that she sat on? That's how strict we go back to when we say 24 hours. The bed she sat on, it's just like she was on Nida for 24 hours. So the bed she sat on is Tame, and if a person sits on that bed, that person becomes Tame, and the clothes that he's wearing, which is not touching the bed, also becomes Tame. Because normally we say that, you know, she touches the bed as a Rishon, and that's where it ends. And yet the Chumra is that the touch of the person becomes Tame, and then and the person's clothes become Tame. And we know that Adam and Caleb need an Av to make them Tame.
If you go back 24 hours, it's a funny decision, because a minute before that,
You have to make a rule.
Checking clean means nothing.
Yeah, but the fact now she is tummy, so we have to make a time. So how far back do we say? So the Rabbana say we go back 24 hours. We said yesterday, you know, penalize an extra oina. You didn't check yourself. Because you're supposed to check yourself every morning, every night. Since we don't know really if anything happened in the last 24 hours, and we learned before that we learned from a Saita that a Sufik Tum is also, but we learned from a Saita that you have to, that whoever is involved in the question has to be a person that you can ask. Since the bed is something you cannot ask, it's one thing the person touched the Taras and the person you can ask, and therefore we say all the Taras are Tami, but the bed? We're talking about that the friends are carrying her in the bed. So the friends who are carrying her are people you can ask what happened with that bed. So her friends are involved. So it's a dover, something you can ask. Now, when do we say that you have to have something is is not just looking at the recipient of the tumah, but we're also, so no, but you had to answer me that the friends were holding the bed at the time she was sitting, so therefore it's like there were people there involved in receiving the tumah. But rather, we hold that if either the one generating the tumah or the one receiving the tumah is a person that you can ask, it's good enough. If it was generated by a person, that's good enough. I feel became the karka, and the question is not about the person. The question is about the keli on the karka. What happened? But since the person is the one that transferred the tumah, transmitted the tumah, so the keli it's as if she is bedash l'shol. Kibishah bedash l'shol. Av apish ein chaver seh. Noisah seh b'mitzah. Even though her friends are not carrying her in the bed. Gufa, let's analyze it. Amr Yechina said, Sofik Tumah Habob the Adam. Rabbi Yechina said, Sofik Tumah Habob the Adam. Sofik Tumah that comes through a person. Let's analyze what Yechina said. Nish Oli Mullah, we can still say it's a Sofik Tumah, even though the beneficiary is only a Keli, but the person, but the transmitter is a person. I feel like Keli Mullah Karka, even though the Keli is sitting on the ground, and the question is, did the Keli become Tummy or not? Kimishi Yeshboy Das Lishaw, as if there's Das here, because the generator of the Tumah is a person. When do we say that something has no das to ask? It's Torah. It's talking about, let's say, a sheretz next to a keli. Did we touch a keli or not? So either the generator of the tumah and the recipient, neither of them are capable of answering. So Mishnah has a question that says, "How you misati betalis?" A guy was wrapping himself with a talis. Betalis betumah is betzida, and the betalis betumah is nearby, and the talis itself was tummy. Betalis betumah is lemayla meroshi, and talis betumah is above his head. Sofik noga, sofik learned the question: the talis touch a tumah is not. But there's a person who's wrapping himself with a talis. The imi and the din is tired. Why? Because ain't by das lishol. But you just said, Rabbi Yechon, that the person, that the thing transmitting the tumah is a person. Here, the person is wrapping himself with the talis, and the question is, did he touch those kelim or not? According to Rabbi Yechon, it should be yesh by das lishol. There's someone to ask here, and it should be suffik tumah in the shuz yachin is tamei, not toir.
But it's the talis that's tummy, not him.
But who's generating the tumah? The talis doesn't move. By a sheretz, the sheretz moves on its own. The question is, there's no person involved at all. So what happened there? Here, the person, when he wrapped up the talis, what happened?
It's his action, exactly.
Limi Yevshir on the Kelim, no, God told me, but it's impossible to move the talis without touching the Kelim, then obviously he touched it. Rosh Bagoy meant, no, I'm going to tell him, should I repeat the exercise again, we'll monitor what happens. Vishayni repeats it, and if it comes to me again, became tummy. The first time it doesn't. Omrullah, they said to him, ain't shayni metalis, we don't go the chumrah of repeating it again. So they give us a chayla kasha b'yechel. Sorry? That's right, yeah, exactly. And Rabbi Yechanan said that if a person was involved in transmitting the tumah, it's like there's somebody ready to ask a question, so we should be stringent and make it tummy. It says to her, Amaya Safetumah is probably the other move, so Safetumah came through a person. Says Gemara, Bar Minotahi, exclude this Brisa. You know why? The Torah of Abisha said, he adds a comment to this Brisa, that this Brisa, Bishus Ayachit Sveke Tummy, had this talus been standing in, you've been standing in the street, in a private place, Taka would be tummy, which is Rabbi to her. This Brisa is talking about Bishus Rabbi. Rufa, let's analyze it. Omar Zizidi said, Me'es le'es shebe'nida. Zizidi said, top of the page, that by Nida, 24 hours back, Oysen Mishke v'moyshe were machmed at the bed that she sat on. Is Tameh, like a Nida sitting on it, le'tameh odon, to metameh, a person, le'tameh begodim, and this person's metameh is clothing. Even though it's like a second, the clothing should be a sheni, and clothing can't become tameh, sheni, it never becomes tameh. It's not so. Okay, also Avima bebei Chazoy. Also, when Abima came from the city of Chazoy, he brought with him. I must have brought my seat. We brought rice with him, and it said the following: Me'esla Eisha Benida. How when we go back 24 hours, when Machmas is a Nida, we say Mishkova Umishova Kimago, just like when she touches something. If she touches the person becomes tameh. But that person is addition. If that person now touches clothing, the clothing will not become tameh, because clothing cannot pass on from addition. So it says here in the Braise, kimago, and yet Yuzidi said that the clothing become tameh as well. My love, mama gola metame odam, abishkov metame odam, just like her touching. If she touches not a person, but a keli, and that keli touches the person won't become tummy. So if she touches the bed is only a ritual. She's an avatar. It says kimago, like as if something else she touched. No difference, she touched a pot or she touched a bed. That means the bed is only a ritual. There's a ritual, the bed cannot be metame a person or the clothing. So what's says Akasha Zidi? Because Zidi said that the bed takes on the full dinim of an idah, that she has the same status as her. Mama gola metami odom, afishkav le metami odom, l'chayda kasha. Omar Rabbi says, Rav, betizbra, in logic, Zidi is right. Kavu chaymer is actually a kavu chaymer. Kavu chaymer goes like this. Ma kli cheres, madach. A klicheres. How mukav tzomi possible? If you have an earthenware that has a seal on it, and you cannot get the only way to metami an earthenware is by putting your hand inside, but you can't because there's a seal on it. It does not become tummy except in hanitzel ba'oil ha'meis. So if it's sitting inside an oil of a mace, it does not become tummy because it's sealed. Because it says chol kli pasuach. Asher ain't tummy possible olive, but this will not be saved. It ain't nitzel but if a nida takes it and starts shaking it. Its contents become tamei, even the last 24 hours, is mishk sol chayde, that what? That's is even stricter than oil. And we see mishkaver, so mishkaver she'enit, so mishkaver, if a bed is lying inside a house where there's a mace inside, a dead body inside, a corpse in the house. That what? That they also become tamei. Ainer din, surely she'enit tzoylin mace lace. Shebenida, surely the nida should be able to make the bed last 24 hours, just like a nida itself, because a nida is stricter than another mace. So the Gemara, that's what I was saying. The Gemara, my brother Braisa, where the Braisa clearly said that it's only like a touching. Eima mishkava umashava kemaga atma. It's not like the keli that was touched by a nida. Say that they are the nida. They're just like the nida, whatever she touches, that's what the din of the bed is as well. Magata. Sorry? Gang tum. A real nida, that's how the din. Yeah, but
so this will become avatum.
The Mishkan will become exactly like her. So by a full nida, that's what happens. We learn from part, that's what happens. The chiddush that meis leis, we go back, we do the same chumrah. Yeah. So if you're touching the bed, if you're touching the nida herself. Because it says chol anageya ba yitma, and we learned that what? That doesn't mean only her, it means also the bed and everything else. My magata tamod and tamagodim. She's metame person who's metame the clothes on him. Af mishkove umeshove metame odin tamagodim. So to her bed. Tani kavas rove. So we learn like rove. It's not a kasha from the brayse. Tani we learn like rove. It says haroyev. Somebody sees kesem. So what if she's a kesem metame the mafreya? If somebody sees a kesem, a stain, they also go back in time to the last time you checked or laundered their clothing to see how far back she is in Ida. You don't know how far back to go. Umay metame, what is she metame? She's metame, oichlin, and so on and so forth, mashkin. And v'klei cheres, she's metame, oichlin, and mashkin. She's metame, food and drink, because remember, the holding of kesem is on the rabbon. The klecheres amukut tami pasul, also an earthenware if she shakes it around. The ainam mekokelis l'minyan. However, if it does not ruin her minyana, which means, you know, we have the 7 days is nida, then the next 7 days is zava. Now suddenly she thinks she's in the 7 days and she finds a stain in her clothing, even though we say we don't know when it happened. It could have happened, you know, the last time you laundered a week ago, but when I say, oh, so now you confuse your whole thing. No, so if once you don't know how to go far to go back, how do we know now when you're 7 days of nida and you're 11 days of zava? We don't know. We don't know when you saw. So it doesn't affect it, because holding your bone anyway, we're not going to impact it. It does not mekalkel her minyan. The ainah metame is boiler. Also, she's not metame her husband if she had relations 2 days ago. We don't say, oh, your husband, now you're tame as well. We don't go that far. Rabbi Kiva says metame is boiler. She is metame her husband, because since we know that she saw before because of the stain on the clothing, we don't know when. So the husband is also suffic. And the ainah moina ella mesha sharasa, but she doesn't count the 7 days. Only from when she saw. We don't say, oh, maybe she saw a week ago, therefore 7 days expired. Yeah, only Muhammad. Exactly, every Chumrah. And the only thing that we weren't machmi yet was is regarding her calculation, 7, 11 days, we know at least things the way they are right now. Haroya kesem, but somebody sees, okay. Haroya dam, the Bach says he's supposed to reverse it. So here's dam. If he did see dam, dam was stricken in the kesem. If you saw dam, metambala mafreya, you go back to 24 hours. Umayi metame, and what's she metame? You go back 24 hours. She's metame mishkavis, because here she's more than just a stain, which is the rabbon. This is real here, but the question is when. So we go back 24 hours. She's metame the bed and everything else. Oichlin lemashkut mishkavis and mishavis. The klecheder mugitav apostle. Also, all the other ways she shaked, even though it was covered. Umekokalos minyana. And now she ruined. We don't know now anymore the 7 days and 11 days when it works. Does it work from yesterday? Does it work from today? Because maybe she started seeing yesterday. She had relations yesterday with her husband. She's metame veina moinu mishasherasa, but still she start counting her seven clean if she's not nida azava from now, or if she's nida 7 days from now. Vezevezet toili, but in both cases we don't know. Going back in the case of she saw, we don't know if she actually saw yesterday. We're just being machmir 24 hours. The case of a stain, we go back to the last time she laundered her clothes a week ago. You don't know whether she saw it yesterday, the day before. So it's only a suffix. In all these cases, what do you do with truma? You let it, you suspend it. You don't burn it, you're not allowed to burn truma. And it's a question whether the truma became tummy yesterday, the truma you did yesterday became tummy not. So we say, Zeva that toilin lo ichlet safi. You don't burn the kachim.
Bird in chair, it's always nida, or is it
only when she's a nida. If she's a nida, she sat in the bed. They used to have special chairs for nida. special beds for Nida, special mattress. And if she did, whenever she needed it, she went in the other bed. That's exactly right.
At the time, she is not needed. Your bed.
She can be in your bed, just like you, it's no difference. It's only when she's in Ida there's a problem. She's only tummy while she's in Ida. But when we don't know when she became an Ida, we go back 24 hours, we're going to be strict and include the bed as if she was in Ida for 24 hours. The Rava says, okay. Now,
that could be the day before.
I'll be 24 hours. Kesem is stricter.
No, no. What would it be? She's so dumb today.
No. I'm going to go back 24 hours. She's so dumb. She's sitting on the bed and suddenly she wakes, stands up. She sees his blood on the bed. That's not a Kesem. That's blood. Yeah.
When she go to the mikvah,
but why wouldn't you assume it's just
right.
Then?
The bed doesn't become tired.
They
could go to mikvah. Huh? They could if she wants to. They had two beds, one for nidda time and one for non nidda time. Same thing. Two chairs. They had a nidda chair and a regular chair. Exactly. Anybody who didn't care being tummy. Anybody can sit in those chairs. They don't care if they're tummy or not. It's only if she's touching truma that we're worried about. Now, l'chayde, so we said before, so it says clearly here that it's metame the mishkav. It says clearly here that 24 hours touches the bed. It's a raya to Rava who supports Ziri. So remember, the whole proof of Rava is from the kalochema that is nida, can push the klecheres, which means he knew the b'raisa. If he knew the b'raisa, just quote the b'raisa, because the b'raisa clearly says that she touches the bed, becomes tame. Why does he come up like as if he came up with this new idea from a kalochema? The Rava, ishmi lemastit, if he knew the b'raisa, lemastit, let him just say the b'raisa. The loishmi lemastit, if he didn't say the b'raisa, know the b'raisa, and the kalochema, know the how did he attack, know that a nida can, if she shakes yes, the last 24 hours, she shook a klecheres and became tame. He heard the Braisa, but even if he only brought the Braisa, I could have argued like the other Braisa. When it says a person in Begadim, it doesn't mean the person becomes Tame and the clothes on top of him. It meant either she came in contact with a person or she came in contact with the clothing, because she's a Nidari, an Avatumi, they become Tame. But to say that the person who became a Rishon, his clothes on top of him becomes also Tame, which is a Chiddush by Nida, who said? So that's why he says, that's why Rabbi didn't bring the Braisa. He just said, we go all the way and bring the Kavuchayma. Now Rabbi Huna comes along and says, this Chumra of Me'esh Le'esh Beninda L'Kaidu, if you're only going to use it for, say, Kachim, then the last 24 hours, any Kachim that she touched, because there's a Chumra by Kachim over anything else, that it becomes Tummy. Avalei Truma, which is a bit weaker, and that's such a Kedusha, we're not going to be Chmachim. She touched Truma yesterday, when we didn't know, in the last 24 hours, it doesn't become Tummy. Even though till now we thought it was, we learned everything we learned till now was only kachim, not truma. We learned that there's chumra in Gemara Chagiga. Third pair we learned that there are more chumra chayim by kodesh, there are more chumra by kachim than by truma. Include this one. They need it in the last 24 hours. Nay, kiktani, the Mishnah there only lists heichad easily draw the truma, things that have to do with truma. Avil heichad lesser draw truma like tani. Need it, didn't need it, not even though the consequences of truma, but it itself is not the truma. It was not mentioned. It.
Attached.
Slept so long. Tummy to tummy. So the Gemara makes us a question. Mayi metame. It says there. What is what is she metame? Right at the top of the page. Oichlu the mashka says food and drink. My love, bein the kodesh, bein the truma. Whether it's kachim, whether it's truma. So no, that's not a kachim. The kodesh, limited to kodesh. Tashma gamida. Buda says av b'shas evrosan. That it said that even when they finished eating truma, the women's life was mamish unbelievable. They check themselves all the time. We learned before every morning, every night. But if they ate truma, let's say the wife of a kohen, not only does she have to check herself before she eats truma, even if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon again, but at 4:30 she finished eating, check herself again afterwards. They have to check af mishas evrosim, when they stand up to walk away from the table, they have to check themselves down. Melechet from eating truma. What's the point of checking again now? Whatever happened. What's the point? Let's say she touched the leftovers on the plate. Can somebody eat it later or not? So we see what? We're talking about truma here, and we're worried what happened in the past before she touched it. Before she, you know, after she's checking herself to see the things that she touched on the plate before, did they become tummy? So we see by truma. Also, we go back in time, not like you just said. Yeah. And the reason is, if she checks up at 9, she finds that she is tummy, maybe only go back to the last checking. that it's talking about. No, it's talking about to burn whatever that she touched on the plate. We're not going back in time. Shivesis is immediately. She checked herself a second after she finished eating, and if she finds that she's bleeding, then we say definitely she was a nida. It's not the chumra of me'es le'es to go back, you know, or whatever, go back to the last checking. That means it happened now. It happened now. So it's not a chumra, that's the din. So then, of course, you'd burn it. Savadai. Nothing to do with my case. But if we have to go back 24 hours, we don't touch truma. Touch by coming in. And my said, there's a story of us, Rebbe Kilabalazar, Rebbe Paskin, like Rabbalazar. If a woman didn't, she misses three periods, and then she saw the fourth time, Rabbalazar says, then die your shaita. Then die your shaita. I mean, we don't go back 24 hours. Rabbana say, no, let's go 3 months she didn't see. It doesn't mean that she completely lost her you know, ability to see. And in the fourth month she sees, we still go back 24 hours if we don't know when she started to see. So Rebbe once passed like Rabbalazar, son of Bishmichoy. After you remember, like Rabbalazar. After he remembered, Omar, he says, "Kedayu Rabbi Lezer Melisa Chalav." You know what? Rabbi Lezer is a big enough guy; we can rely on him, even though he's when you have no choice. And Ashi Lishat Chak means it was a hunger year, famine. We don't want to burn Taurus when you don't have to put him away. My lachis, what do you remember? Ilay malachis is gonna look at Rabbi Lezer. Remember the loch like Rabbi Lezer. Look at Rabbon and Bishas Chak. So what if it's Bishas Chak? If the loch like a chamim, then in all cases a loch like a chamim.
What if she is black?
She's black. What about it?
She can't see anything.
So, but she feels. We had one more before. She feels when she's about to see. Her husband sees. Somebody sees. If she can't, if she, nobody's at home except her. So, first of all,
goes to the Rebbetzin and asks.
Well, what can we do? What can we do? She can't help it. We never ruled the halacha like anybody. Interesting. Even though there's a rabbin versus a yachid, since we didn't officially or formally paskin like the rabbin, it's as if even though we'll follow the rabbin, but we're allowed to rely on the yachid b'shasachak. We can rely on Rabbi Lezer b'shasachak when you have no breda. Now. Now we're talking about Rebbe's times. In Rebbe's times, with Kachim. I'm talking about Truma. That the situation of 24 hours impacts on Truma. Hind, have a Truma made Rebbe. In time of Rebbe, there's still Truma. People in Israel gave Truma. So we need to know. Eliyam, but if you can tell me, it was Lekoidish, Koidish be made Rebbe, Mihave. Who had Kachim in the times of Rebbe? What Kachim in the times of Rebbe? Yeah, Rabbi Kiva was, you know, in the time. Rebbe. So therefore, how could it be? The Gemara Kid Ula, very interesting. Like Ula, the Amr Ula said, "Chavraya medachen beglila." My friends in Torah in Galila, my friends in Galila used to eat everything as if they were kabanas. We'll see in a minute why. Hachaname Rebbe, Tanya Rebbe. There were people who had chulin altaras akodesh. Why? Look at Rashi. They're fasting at Rashi. Kodesh four lines on top. Chavraya medachen beglila. My friends ate Torah in Galil. Chavedim shebegalil. These Tamil Chamim in Galil. Metaharim yenam linasachim. They always had their wine, Torah, as if ready to go ahead and pour on the base of the Mizbech. Vishmanulim menachas. They had their oil ready to go menachas. Shema yibone base amigdish bin mayhem. They believed, this is 300 years after the Churban. They lived, 250 years. They lived as if they believed every day Mashiach is coming. Now. And they did not just sing songs. They actually lived al taras hakodesh as if it's going to happen. And they treat it like kodesh. Kach shemaiti b'chayim b'kodesh kach yishenuya. This is what I heard, says Rashi. This is what I heard. Okay, he's definitely coming now. Definitely coming now. Okay, let's continue. Chassidus Rashi. They live in Mashiach. Sorry?
The
Kohenim
that grow their nails.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Or they have in that terrace, what that is, what they're called, those yeshivas in Yerushalayim that learn only Kachim. They're ready, they're on duty. We'll have a Gemara Tainus. No, the people go there, yeah, probably. But we'll have a Tainus there, you know, the Machlek is there, the Chum, everything else. If Kohenim like get drunk these days because you have to head Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Tell you what, right? Okay, another thing. So you're telling me to limit only kachim. The story, and I'll show you how difficult of life was. This is the maid who worked in the house of Rabbi Gamliel. So he said, she was baking loaves of truma. Every loaf that she baked, she would check herself again. So in case that she found out that she was tummy, we only ruined the loaf, the only one loaf. Yeah, the mime and water. She said, wash your hands in water, and check herself. Then what happened was the last loaf of bread she checked, she found that she was tummy. She asked her, what should I do? He said to her, cool on tummy. She said, they're all tummy. I check myself after every loaf. I mean, they're all the loaves are tummy. You can't eat tomato. That's what happened. Then she's tummy. He didn't even ask her. He didn't assume that she, as a maid, would have done that. But she was very frum. All the other loaves are tummy. It's only the last loaf. Tony Mears kicks a truma. It says clearly here truma. So it's to see that what impact on truma as well. And for the Gemara, my truma, truma is lachma teda. Truma over here doesn't mean truma like we normally touch truma. Truma means the truma of the 40 loaves of bread that you give with the carbon. Now, in times of Gamaliel, could have been then tiny base of Migdash. Says the Gemara, truma lachma teda, bafia my boy. You don't give truma now when she is baking it. You give truma when you get a base of Migdash. You then take one out of ten. One out of every ten you give to the coin. When you bring it to the base of Migdash, after you shech the carbon, one out of every ten, you give to the coin. Which Rabbi Gamliel was this? Any Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lezvan Hurkunis. That's the main Rabbi Gamliel.
No, I'm saying that...
Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Lezvan Hurkunis, that same era. Rabbi Gamliel, who was in the time of the Churban. Rabbi Yechmazaki said, Tenli Yavnev Chachman. The same thing was, give me Rabbi Gamliel. Beis Eishe Rabbi Gamliel. Yeah. In other words, since you have to make 40 challahs, and truma is only one challah of each 10 numbers, four challahs, and it sounds to me that all the challahs you made was truma. But by the 40 challahs, not all truma, only one out of every 10, a tenth, 10%. Talking about a truma like a bafia, my boy, how can it be that all of them that you were baking are truma? Talking about a fishina bilashai, we're talking about you kneaded it, you separated the truma apart, and now you're baking only the truma part. So in other words, you already set aside the truma before. You already set aside the truma before, and therefore the four chalas of truma, and then you start baking these four chalas. So therefore, you're baking the truma. How do we know they can do that? Not that. What he did was you made four. Each category, and now you're baking the full truma. You can call it the full truma because inside that dough, inside each of those challahs is truma. Freddy Gemara, Vabina, and Abayin need 40 limitza. That's only lechatchila. Says the Gemara, Vabina, Frushit truma menai. We have to separate truma from it. And so, v'chitem mafish from chabachad. We'll separate, a piece, a tenth of each challah. Chabachad, Amar Rachman, Echav Rachman, Shlita Pusur. You now take pieces. Ramlin and Afishin b'shayu, and we answer. This talking about you separated the challahs when you needed it, and you baked it separately all on its own. Yidhachinam b'Afishin b'shayu. So here it's talking about also that you separated on its own. So therefore, it's possible that they're talking about kabbonis, nothing else. We'll finish one more story. Tashma coming here. Shumaisi b'shivchet k'mangol. A maid of Gemilu's house. Gotha chovish l'yayin. That she over there was separating the barrels of wine. And what she did was, she used to, seal them, yeah. And Rebbe Kolach v'achem d'chiyad. She washed her hand between each barrel. Mayim v'dekizach and checked herself. Acharein bought kamotza t'mei. Found a tummy. Ubov v'shol l'rabbi Gemilu. V'amala kulin t'mei. All tummy. Amala b'dik yoshi li ben Kolach v'achem. Check between each barrel. Amala inkeni t'mei. V'kun t'hei. Okay, the last one is tummy. Ayyam v'shleim v'chadu d'kei. V'chadu t'nav v'chei. It's a similar story. And you can argue the wine was either truma or from the sachim. If you tell me the first story was kachim, let's say lachma teida, and this one here was truma, hainu hodu v'shayla. She had to ask a question again. She didn't know the halacha. Eliyam it idi kodesh lom lamed l'shayla. Why do you have to ask again? Interesting thing from here, we learn if a shivcha didn't once they knew the halacha, they wouldn't go ask every time. What should I do? What should I do? They knew what to do and they did it themselves. And a gemilah relied on the shivcha. Otherwise, Gemara would say, "Well, wait, she's a shivcha. She has to ask. She can't pass him for herself."
Kaski of the show used to say to us, as the Sobna Shaila in Kirch, Sospeg, my Yiddish Balabusta.
That's it, right here. Maisa, someone answers, no, Raya. Maisa, Shahoya, Bishtesh, Vachas, Haya, have it. Maybe two separate stories. You think only had one maid? That's why they're both ass. So both were Kachim. Stop here, yeah.